Rama Navami 2014, by Krishna's mercy. Quote, O ocean of mercy, O ocean of happiness, O crest jewel of great souls, from time to time please remember us, dear son, and don't let go of your love. John K. Mungal, 176. Sri Rama, the person honored on the occasion of Rama Navami, is the crest jewel of all great men. Sujana refers to great souls, those who are wiser than most. Their wisdom is directly tied to their vision. They see the spirit within all creatures. This vision is stronger than X-ray. The doctor in the examination room can see the hairline fracture of a bone, but no image will give an indication of the presence of the soul. For that, knowledge and training are required. Quote, the humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle Brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog and a dog-eater, outcast. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 5.18. The wise soul sees with equal vision so many different creatures. The unintelligent cannot see this, for their vision is not sharpened. They make distinctions between man and woman. They offer affection to one type of animal and a butcher's knife to another. They are kind to their family members but apathetic towards their neighbors. Such a dichotomy in outlook is understandable given the lack of pure vision. Spirit is equally present in all forms of life, and so one who can understand this is very valuable to others. They are truly a great soul, they show their greatness in their behavior and also the wisdom they offer to others. Rama is the crest jewel of such men since he always has the equal vision. Not only does he see everyone equally, he is the lone entity who witnesses everything. In his expansion, as the super soul, he is the all-pervading witness, a neutral observer who is just standing by, waiting to offer guidance when asked. Quote, the super soul, the supreme personality of Godhead, seated beside the individual soul, is the witness of the individual soul's activities and is the source of consciousness. The super soul gives the jiva an opportunity to act freely, and he witnesses his activities. Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita, 8.4 Purport. Rama's travels with the individual from body to body also make him an ocean of mercy. No one else is so kind to us. No one else knows everything about us, from our faults to our good attributes. We keep secrets from one another because revealing too much information may leave us vulnerable. Others may keep vital information with them, to be used when a favor is needed. It may also be used if an argument ensues. The Supreme Lord sees everything, and he remembers all as well. And he is still kind enough to travel with us, to stay close by our side. When one is fortunate enough to realize the need for connecting with him, they find that he gives them an endless flow of mercy. He allows them to glorify him without end, which is the most enjoyable aspect of life. One only really comes to life when they are glorifying God. Rama is also the ocean of happiness. Just study the countenances of his closest associates, like Sita, Lakshman and Hanuman. In service to Rama, Hanuman is always blissful. The only time he finds unhappiness is if he feels inadequate in serving. Still, he never gets discouraged, for he knows he will be happy in service to Rama only. The same applies to Sita and Lakshman, who follow Rama wherever he goes. They are only unhappy when physically separated from him, when unable to serve him directly. In this scene from the Janaki Mangal, King Janak rightly points out Rama's glorious nature. He addresses Rama as the ocean of mercy, the ocean of happiness, and the crest jewel of all great souls. Janak asks that Rama remember him from time to time. Rama is here set to return home to Ayodhya, having just married Sita, who is Janak's daughter. Janaki is one of her names, referencing how dear she is to her father. Janak asks Rama to not let go of his love for them. This is a very nice request, and indeed it is impossible for Rama to ever forget those who are dear to him. He doesn't forget the souls who always forget him, so he surely always remembers those who choose to remain with him in consciousness. On the occasion of Rama Navami, which celebrates the appearance of Sri Rama into this world, The devoted souls follow Junuk's lead and pray that the dear Lord remember them from time to time. How does one tell that Rama hears their request? Indeed, the mere ability to recite his names, such as those found in the Mahamantra, indicates that the ocean of mercy is flowing nearby. By reciting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, the person remembers Rama, who in turn always remembers them. Rama takes the vow to always give shelter to the surrendered souls, so it is not possible for him to abandon the love he feels for great souls like Junuk. In a similar manner, those who love Rama never cease in celebrating him, paying special attention on auspicious days like the one that marks his appearance into this world, the day the crest jewel of the Raghu dynasty finally arrived, the day Sita's husband appeared in this earthly plane, and the day Sri Hanuman's life and soul first graced this realm with his transcendental form. In closing, ocean of mercy and happiness to call. Crest jewel of great souls them all. Address by King Junuk was made. Highest honor to Sri Rama was paid. From time to time, us don't forget. And your love for us free don't let dash. That Rama remembers know it's true. Lifts in the heart alongside you. Rama know me a day to give praise. The Supreme Lord glorify in endless ways.